I'm Stephen for the Audible Radio. I'm here with Mr. Sammy, the initiator of Buntu Ubuntu Weekend Bliss at the Youth Center, Audible. Good afternoon, Mr. Sammy.
Good afternoon, Auroville. Good afternoon, the friends of Auroville.
So how are you feeling here at the Youth Center Sunday with this, you know, Weekend Bliss?
I feel like a magic moment. And I feel like... Krinosti.
Gnostic.
Yeah.
What exactly is the idea of this 3 days program for the youth?
The idea is for me, I'm going to cycle from here to Africa, and I've been doing many things around here, and I'm so transformed because of it, and I'm like new shape. More than from my parasite of my mom.
Okay. So what made you to initiate such a program where, you know, you could get youth together and, you know, enjoy this weekend?
Together for me, it's like one plus one. Everyone can know that the mathematics on this planet, that's together. That's making me like people together. It's like one plus one. It doesn't become two, for me become one.
So you'd like to make all the people united. That's a message finally you'd like to say.
I wish people can be united like Ebon tree we can see in front of us, because Ebon tree is very strong tree on this planet. I wish people can be together like Ebon. Ebon, it's very strong tree. I wish people can be together like Ebon.
So you meant to say that together is united. Together, yeah. It's stronger.
Like this tree we look in front of us, it's Ebon tree. It's
so what are we going to do if we are together?
When we are together, we can know what's the problem between us. But when you are alone, most time you have so intense and so stressed and you don't have person you can open to talk, and you feel lonely and you don't feel kind also. And you feel like the roots is cut. But when you're together, you feel like the roots is grow up always. And that's all it must be.
So what are the events that are planned for this 3 days togetherness of the youth?
Like yesterday, it was pizza night with drums and bonfire. And you can see people still enjoying the moment. They're already here. Mm-hmm. And today it's going to be more like candle crafting, macrame, dance.
What kind of dance you mean?
Dance therapy.
Okay.
I'm going to do a workshop about dance therapy. And it's going to be tree house slide show. And mm-hmm. We're going to talk about how you can make your own house in tree house. How you can...
Very interesting to build a tree house.
Yeah.
So would you please say a few techniques, I mean simple techniques for us, how to make a tree house in three simple steps. Any techniques that we like to follow?
Like tree house for me, first of all, select which kind of tree must be. Any kind of tree cannot be a tree house. So you have most, for example, where we are here, all these trees I see in my face, there's no one can be a tree house. But most tree house, it has to be like a metallic lob. It's more like a blueprint. Like more beam, and tree house it's about like economize. It's more like sustainable living. Tree house it's about life changing, and tree house is about like it's a new triangle for me. Tree house,
but we really can't live in tree houses forever. Maybe, you know, for some time, for the weekends to enjoy, we might stay in the tree houses, but for usual living,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a suitable idea.
Yeah, because now we have so many industries on the planet, in China, India, America. So these industries produce a lot of pollution in the sky. So then after that, it's going to be a lot of storms, a lot of wind, a lot of sunny. We don't take care for climate change already. So if the climate could not be changed, everyone could feel driven in three houses because not so much big storm, not so hurricane. That's the problem. Otherwise, everyone can feel it because three houses for me, it's a beautiful flower. Yeah.
So that's why you mean to say, like, you know, when we stay in the tree houses, it's so pleasant, you know, eco-friendly. and you enjoy this, you know, nature.
Because Tiraus also it's yoga, because you climb to go on top.
So it's an exercise.
Yeah.
In that manner.
Yeah.
So tell me about yourself, Sami, where you're from and, you know, what made you to, you know, come to Auroville and start these things here?
I was born in Rwanda, and Rwanda is the country had the genocide in 1994. It was very horrible. In 100 days, 1 million people died, and in the between that time, I became refugees. I moved in Congo from Rwanda, and I was 7 years old, and I lost my mom that time. Yeah, to be here for me in Auroville, it's like a camp. People doesn't feel like they are refugees. It's the camp if you're transformed.
Camp for transformation.
Yeah, not camp for refugees or something. It's camp for transformation. I've been camp for refugees. It was not transformation. It was pain. But this is camp for transformation.
So that's the reason, you know, it attracted you.
Yeah. I was in camp for pain. Now I'm in camp for transformation.
Transformation
and the conscience. My conscience has been, I never been living more conscience before, and I used to live in more fear, but now I feel like from pain to the beauty. Yeah.
The transformation from all these anti-social elements to a newer life, that's what you meant to say?
Yeah. I used to be struggle for nothing, but today I can struggle to see people destroy nature. Yeah.
So how you feel? How long it's been that you're in Auroville?
Now it's 2 years and a half. And
so how do you feel? I mean,
if you I used to be studying in India, and Auroville is my greatest part of this planet. Everyone can be here and can feel your step. And sometimes I don't have meaning for Auroville. Yeah, it's hard for me to know Auroville.
Yeah. So,
because for me, Auroville now it's my heart.
So you have taken it too close to your heart, and you really cannot, you know, alienate it from yourself, Auroville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you are deeply involved with the youth center, in particular.
Yeah. I remember first time I came here, I was not anybody. I was in the visa center like other people, and I meet person. Let's go to the youth center. Okay, let's go to youth center. I don't know what's happening there. I came, I remember I sit in this big table, but I could see my feet is already fixed here.
So how are you feeling now? You feel a bit transformed after these 2.5 years of Auroville atmosphere?
Yeah, I used to live more fear. I don't have fear anymore. That's why I'm gonna cycling to understand why I came on this planet. Yeah. Because I never figured out why I came on this planet. So I want to meet people. Bantu want to meet the language of humankind. I want to meet Middle East people, North Africa, West Africa, and next time I keep doing defense place in the world. Because I want to do like sustainable living for more like cycling tourism in Africa, because we don't travel in Africa, say it's not safe and so much war, so much things.
You mean so much of disturbances in the society? Here it's peaceful.
Yeah, so people think about it. So I want to do more like you trust me, because I'm going to show what is not peaceful and what is peaceful.
So coming back to this program, Buntu Ubuntu, what exactly is the meaning of that, Buntu Ubuntu?
Buntu means before Africa was going to be like one country, and Westerns comes like missionaries and colonizations and stuff. They spread Africa different parts and become 54 countries. So don't speak one language called Ubuntu. But not to be happy. So nowadays, people are so into it in Africa and everywhere in the world. Like I can say, like, this operation system called Ubuntu. Why it's there? Because they know the deep behind. Yeah, Bantu Ubuntu means language of humankind.
Language of humankind.
Yeah.
You mean just a vocal language or even this non-verbal?
It's in Zulu language. Zulu is the language from South Africa. Yeah.
So you're trying to get that culture and that language for these 3 days and make the youth here to experience some of it?
Also for me, it's my, I'm going to do trip for bicycle, and my bicycle is called like that. I do research about the relation between drums and humans, and I do dance therapy for Horia. Yeah, I want to see how much language of humankind is in all of it. That's my most objective. There's no another behind. Because sometimes people come from everywhere in the world, volunteers, guests, newcomers, civilians. But where is our intensity and where is our freedom smile? And I like to make people to come. I can see that freedom smile. Not on the bike. I like to see where we're sitting, where we're done meditation, you're going to drive, and I smell my friend.
So here we, you know, read about you that Sammy currently a volunteer at the youth center, African Pavilion, and the Treehouse community, is seeking a transformation of the human heart.
Yeah.
In these 3 days, he will be fundraising for his safari. What safari? I mean, you're trying to make some campaign for, you know, transforming human heart or something else?
When the language changes, they change even the shape. Safari in Swahili means trip, means a voyage in French, means
travel.
Yeah, means travel.
Journey.
But then the word changed because people want to make animals to become like a stadium.
So you're doing a research on the relationship between drums and humans and the dance movement therapy.
Yeah.
How well would you think this drums and human relation would really matter regarding the transformation of human heart or human togetherness?
Yeah, because for me, when I beat drums, it beat my heart, it beat used. And the drums, you try to give rhythm. You try to give rhythm for your life every day. Because sometimes you wake up, you don't know which kind of melody you're going to do all day. But when you can play drums morning, you can know which drums going to keep you all day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Thank you, Sammy, for your time. And I hope you would succeed in the ideology and the research. Good luck with the research. Again, we have Josh from the United States of America here. Hello, good evening, Josh.
Good evening to you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing extremely well. Happy to be here with Sammy and the rest of the group.
Yeah, so how do you feel here at Auroville? You've been here for 2 months now.
Yeah, I've felt many waves of just amazing possibilities and opening, like awakening to different ideas. And at the same time, small, occasional little bits of pessimism or frustration that I get from some people's energy or some people's feelings on different issues.
How did you come to know about Auroville?
I came to know about Auroville through some of my friends that live in Maui with me, and also when I was in India 6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, how was the pizza thing yesterday at the youth center?
The pizza night was a wonderful experience. It was like one of the biggest senses of abundance and kind of family, open-hearted, eating together, sharing. Very, universal, open-hearted experience with as much abundance as I could hope for.
Let me ask you this. We have this United Nations International Youth Day coming in next month. So what message would you like to give for the youth on this occasion?
Is this specific to the United Nations?
International Youth Day.
International Youth Day, but it's inspired on focusing on the issue of reduction of poverty, no?
No, it's about everything. You know, last time we had a theme of youth civic engagement. So this year it's an open theme. You can choose something and work on it. So what exactly would you like to give to the youth, your message to the youth on the International Youth Day?
If I was still assuming it was the same theme as I'd seen in News and Notes before, which was the reduction of poverty theme.
That's one among the themes. There are many themes. Like,
what is the other theme this year?
There are like 17 themes.
This year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like 17 sustainable development goals, like reduction of poverty, reduction of malnutrition, provision of education, climate action, and all these things. So how would you connect you to these issues?
I think the youth is basically the future of all these issues. So it's looking forward to what will happen 100 years from now, or looking to what will happen even 20 or 30 years from now, when this generation is the generation that makes the choices and decisions, and their actions inspire all the future generations as well. So, yeah.
So, you know, if we ask you to put it in a single sentence, so how do you put it? Youth, a message to the youth in this, in a contemporary globalized world?
Yeah, I think the message to the youth is to have the kind of open-hearted love for all people equally, in the way that some of the smaller community tries to have that open sharing of love and awareness and consciousness for not only their generation but the future generations.
All right, that's really great. Thank you, Mr. Josh. Have a nice day at Auroville. Thank you.
Thank you.